He's got that cocaine strength.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Risks Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything and try not to land ourselves in jail. I'm your host, Simba, joined by my co-host, Connor.
Yo.
Simmy.
Yep, that is my name.
Isaac.
Morning.
And Reese.
Still the Mario Kart champ.
Well, allegedly.
I mean, there's no allegedly about it.
We have no real definitive proof.
Who announced you as the Mario Kart champ?
Well, Dempsey was trying to claim he'd be taking it.
I mean, but Reese, back in this place. I'm pretty sure that Dempsey beat you.
Yeah, he did.
In one of the games.
Yeah, he seemed to have beat you.
But overall.
Overall.
Mm-hmm. He's been beat.
We have no proof of this.
How many times did
we actually do?
Yeah, we have zero proof of this.
I've beat him in three overall games.
I mean, Reese, how many times did you beat him?
In three overall games.
Wait, so what I'm hearing
is. Champion then?
Wait, so what I'm hearing is that Reese beat.
So you're not the champion?
How many years old?
I am.
How many times did you
beat up a 14-year-old child?
In three overall games.
Three times.
No. Simba, not beat up. That's adding words. Reese beat a 14-year-old child.
No.
Three times. How could you, Reese?
Shameful.
I beat him three times in Mario Kart 7.
Reese, if you're gonna do it right. 5-0.
Exactly. Come on, bro.
You're slacking, bro. You're slacking.
What, Simba, are you now an expert in beating children?
Not an expert.
You're the expert.
Oh, that's only on the weekends. Intermediate experience, intermediate skill. Not an expert by any means.
Okay, you've done your research, right?
I'll never say I'm an expert in the matter. Like, I'm not that good, Jesus.
Okay, but I can see you've at least done your research. Okay.
I try my best, you know. I'm just a hard-working citizen, just trying to pay my bills. And I'm not going to finish that sentence because this is incriminating as is.
Mm-hmm.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Right.
Finally,
actually
finished
tired.
A couple things.
Yeah, I'm a little tired as well.
But to me, at least for you, it's justified.
Yeah, you've been awake for 5 hours.
Yeah,
I just tired and then I yawn. I hate you people.
Oh, yawn.
You're a yawn. Oh man, there's not much has happened this week, but I have some things I want to talk about. Anyways.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about this thing because this is kind of fresh. So, Anthony Joshua is getting a little bit of heat currently.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
The boxer.
Yeah, the boxer. British boxer or yes. Nigerian boxer, depending on whether or not the Daily Mail is happy with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, the British boxer, Anthony Joshua, is currently facing backlash over some comments he made about his niece. Basically, I'll read you the full excerpt. So, it was an interview with GQ in which he was asked, "Are you a strict dad?" To which he replied, "I don't think I'm strict with Joseph. I don't know why. But with my niece, I'm strict. I think it's because she's older. But also, he's a boy. He's going to be a man's man. He wants to spread his wings. Be a Jack the Lad. Build his character. But I'm sure there are things I will be strict about. But with my niece, there is none of that Jack the Lad nonsense for her. My view is you have to be a good woman, respectful. A good woman, respectful. One day, you will become someone's wife. You will have to learn family morals, what it is to be a good woman."
I read that as well. The tweet I saw linking it obviously wasn't happy with what he said. They were like, "What does this even mean?" And it's like, it's true. It's like, what does that actually mean? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you're saying that your son is allowed to grow up to be someone who doesn't understand family values?
Yeah.
But your niece has to. It's like, what?
Yeah, it is a bit of a double standardy thing. But you know, okay, as much as it is a double standard.
Yeah.
I disagree with certain points of view that he should teach his son good morals as well.
Yeah.
Yes. And obviously he should be a little bit more open with his niece. But as far as it being a double standard, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Personally.
That's just the way it is.
That's just my personal take. Do you have an issue with that? The double standardness of it?
Wait. When you say double standard, like, what's having a double standard?
Well, basically, when you treat someone this way, and then you don't treat someone that way. So let's say you had two children. So let's say you said you wanted to teach your children certain things and teach your children to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. But let's say you decide to be, for some reason, extra strict to this person for no reason than you are to this other child for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. Well, what were you going to say, Isaac?
I was just going to say, no, well, like, I don't really mind the double standard in general, because just with people in general, you're going to end up treating different people in different ways. So, like, it's, I don't know how to explain it, basically. Like, I wouldn't say that the double standard is a problem. However, I would say that he does definitely need to, like, be a bit looser with his niece and be definitely stricter with his son in the situation.
Yes, what are your thoughts on that? Because you seem like you've been waiting.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you should, well, here's the thing, like, one of them is his son, and then one of them is his niece. So obviously he's not raising his niece like he would his daughter, I would expect. But let's say it was his son and his daughter, yeah? Well, I don't know. Maybe he's raising his niece. I don't know. But let's say he's actually raising both children. I think you should... You know, obviously there are factors like their age, which affect how you're going to treat one another. But it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Come on. you don't want it to be very obviously unfair that you're favoring one kid over another because you're being strict to one.
Yeah.
And then not... According to him, not strict at all to another. Like, come on.
The thing is, though, like, you are likely to be more strict to your own child than someone else's.
Yeah, but he's saying he's not strict to his own child. Yeah.
It's reverse in this situation recently.
Yeah, in this situation it's inverse.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah. I can understand. I'm guessing he has certain fears for the daughter than he does have the niece than he does have the son. And I can understand that. The way he said it, you can just read it and go, this is gonna get him into some shit. What he said and especially the way he's phrased it. Not really great. Not really what he's saying. It could sound very much like he's thinking like of someone who's like from like the 1960s or some shit, depending on who's reading it. So I can understand the backlash from him. But I can also understand the perspective he's coming from with the whole shielding his niece thing. Personally, that's my take on it.
For me as well, like the bit where he's like, someday she's going to be someone's wife. It's like, wow. So even in that situation, you're still thinking of like the guy. I think it's weird.
See, that's the thing, but like, it depends on how you interpret it. Because like, you could interpret it as he is saying that, oh yeah, someday she's going to be somebody's wife, and like him saying that's basically all she's going to be. Or you could just interpret it as him saying that, oh yeah, he just needs to get her skills so then when she is in a relationship with someone that there aren't any problems, basically.
Yeah, like, I think my main issue with it is the whole, oh, you're going to be someone's wife thing. Yeah. I think that's
It just depends on how it's interpreted.
Like, she doesn't have to do that. It's like, I don't know why you're imparting that on her.
Exactly.
She could die sad and alone.
Exactly.
That's too much. It's like, she can do what the fuck she wants, obviously.
It's just weird that like he expects his niece to grow up to be this well-rounded person, but not his son.
Yeah,
it's like what?
I can understand why he does, and it may not be a thing of sexism. It's just a certain thing of fear, and I've been kind of dealing with this personally, being an older brother and kind of I would hope a somewhat important figure in my sibling's life.
Right.
I have a brother and a sister, a younger one, both younger than me. And I've noticed that there's certain things that I'm a lot more protective over certain actions that my sister has than I do over my brother. To be honest, I'm more strict with my brother for the most part, but there's just certain things in which I'm more wary and cautious when it comes to my sister. Like when it comes to what she wears, I care a lot more. Like if I see her wearing something I deem to be stupid, I'm going to tell her to change and to wear something more reasonable. And I'm less about that with my sister, maybe because I know just certain things, but I'm just a lot more protective over her, and I think that's just a natural thing. And I think maybe less it's, and a lot of the times being protective over women can be dependent on who you are misconstrued as like sexism, and I can understand because depending on the way you phrase what your concerns are, it can definitely come off that way. But I think it's just a fear you have. When you have someone, it's definitely when someone who's young. When it comes to my older siblings, I don't give a shit what they do. I don't have any like older sisters or brother or anything. But like with my older cousins, who are basically in my family like sisters and brothers, I don't give a shit what they wear or what they do. That's not my problem, you know. But when it comes to someone who's older than me, someone who like you know you've taken care of that person. There's just certain things that you just worry about more.
What do you mean when someone's younger than you?
Yeah, when someone who's younger than you, especially for me, especially when it's a female, I just have certain fears.
and okay, I can actually, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and again, like I said, depending on the way you do construct, the way you kind of construe those fears to the public, it can kind of be misconstrued to be sexism, mm-hmm. yeah. even if it's not.
I saw quite an interesting tweet about this. I think someone was like, people are afraid of their daughters meeting the boys they allow their sons to become. Something like that. Huh? I thought that was an interesting tweet, if it makes sense to you guys.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I understand. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree and disagree with that.
All right, what we
Well, for one thing, that's assuming that all parents like aren't strict with their sons.
Yeah, No.
But like they're talking specifically about Anthony Joshua.
With the Anthony Joshua thing, yeah. It's kind of hard to make that assumption because we're not really hearing about how he wants his son to treat women mm-hmm. and other things.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
That.
So, and it's from an interview. We didn't see the words coming out.
That's kind of an assertive thing, but. Yeah, with that comment, I'd say it just depends on, especially whether or not there are two parents in the household, how a son and a daughter will be raised. Because in a lot of the cases, just certain things I've observed, you'll find the father will be a lot more strict, and the mother may be a lot more lenient. And there's usually that good balance that helps work that out. So it depends. Mm. It depends. But, interesting idea, but it's kind of assertive based on what we have on the information. What do I know?
Mm-hmm. Also, like, it's also a situation of, like, you think he's less strict with his, like, son, but we technically don't know, like, what that means. Like, he could, like, consider, like, still, like, you know, stopping him from doing some stupid things, but, like, obviously giving him some more free will, being theoretically less strict, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're not quite sure, like, of how, you know, he actually is with his children, just from his word is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But moving on swiftly, super swiftly. But do you know who is especially strict for stupid reasons on especially stupid subjects and issues?
You are no.
Donald Trump.
Simba.
The Simba's. UK government.
Okay.
If you are currently unaware, and this may be a shock to some people, I don't know if it is, a little bit of thing happened. Yes, I am leaving Evernote. The United Kingdom, I believe it is. Sorry, why are you just woofing, Isaac?
Can you not hear Colin's mic?
Yeah, but you're making it worse by pointing it out.
I was gonna say because Simba can just cut my audio, but you're now woofing on your.
Why not, Simba? Keep it.
You know, I do this like every podcast, where I just ignore it and we cut the audio.
You had to point it out. Like,
yeah, you just had to woof.
Right, let's start again. Let's start from the beginning.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that Isaac?
All right.
Three.
Cut it.
Two. One. Welcome.
So the UK. Let me become the host. For starting from April 2018, the United Kingdom government. Now this article says blocking porn, online pornography. I feel like that's a bit clickbaity. It's more they'll be restricting access to online pornography.
Wait. Blocking and restricting access, those aren't the same thing.
Those aren't the same thing. If they block it, then it's
blocking
not allowed.
Blocking is no way to access it.
But they're restricting access, which means they make it harder.
Yeah.
So they're not getting it.
You have to type your address into it, isn't it?
Well, it's not your address. Basically, starting April 2018, in order to view pornographic material on the internet in the UK government, you will now need age verification, which means you will need to be able to legally verify that you are over 18, not just click a button and be like, yeah, totally. You have to actually now have proof, and there's some companies who are working on systems in which you will have, like, use your passport and stuff, and you'll, like, have an account.
So much porn.
Yes, you'll have an account in which you would have, it will have your, like, age verification and all, like, just that thing. It'll be like an online identity, which you can sign in, and then you can use to access these sites. This account thing will be able to know exactly what it is you're watching and doing on said sites.
My IP is going Brazilian now.
See, I have three problems with this. One, it's not really a problem right now, which I'll get back to later. Two, Yeah, too. Once these systems, once they have these systems in place, there's a lot more that they can do. Like that.
Exactly. They have your.
Why did they need to do that though? Like, what exactly is the objective with what they're trying to do here? Why are they even? Why are they breaking down on it? Are they trying to stop that material from hitting the shoe?
They've been trying to for a long time.
Well, yeah, they've been trying to. They've been like quite a few campaigns, and you see it a lot, especially with broadband providers. But kind of the reasoning and the guys behind it is obviously child safety online, because it's super easy to access these sites as it is right now. They'll be like, "Hey, you're supposed to be here." You'd be like,
Simba, that brings me on to my third point. Free. That's just gonna like lead to like more like. Just like, how do I put this? Like, I can't really see like black market porn, but that's basically
it's the Streisand effect. Well, if you try and hide people from seeing something, they're going to like try harder to get it.
Of course.
Yeah, when it's something like that, that's quite essential to people's like growing up. You can't really do that.
Like, I would really argue that it's not essential to your growth.
I would say it's not essential to people's growing up, but I would say that, like, for example, like when we were in secondary school, right? People weren't sharing porn using Pornhub or any of those websites. They were sharing porn using WhatsApp and just like messaging and just sending each other, you know, the videos. So I feel like that's going to be more of a situation now with people just, you know, since it's now going to be harder to access it, they'll just be messaging it to each other.
I mean, you know, it's like you guys were saying before about Discord and SFW chats and stuff, and obviously Reddit and things like that, you know.
Well, yeah, I brought up this point, and I was saying, I think especially with something like this, we'll definitely see the rise in popularity of cosplayers.
Cosplayers,
Twitch streamers, and the like, when this is enacted, because the little boys and girls, where are they going to get their fix? Their crap.
That's right, paying £100 a month to this person that dresses up like Tracer, that too, and where?
Yeah.
All right, let me say, Memesley in the Discord chat just made a very good point. He said, you're at 16 years old, you're legally allowed to have sex, but to watch it, you need to be 18.
Yeah.
That seems a bit...
You can join the army at 16,
but you can't watch parts at 18.
You know what the thing is?
Crazy shit.
Now, at first, as you always do, your brain always goes, wow, this is all... Yeah, you know, your brain does that when something crazy happens. But after a little bit of thought, I've kind of come to the conclusion, and as a rebuttal to that too, with the whole 18 thing, porn isn't really good. Porn is really detrimental to your brain. It really fucks up the way your brain works. It feeds on your dopamine, and it basically will feed into that, and it's really bad for you. It's actually detrimental. It can lead to actual physical problems. And I think, one, restricting it, because at the age of 16, self-control basically doesn't exist. So you just do whatever your body tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even at 18, it doesn't exist, but, you know, legal adult, we can't stop you. So, you know, you have that. But I think restricting the access isn't my problem, right, anymore. Like, I think that's okay, fine, you know, if you really want to watch it, sure, verification. My problem is, and this leads into my second question, What are the possible ramifications of the government being able to restrict our access to sites? And by the way, just to add to this, any sites that do not comply properly with this will be fined. Will receive fines of £250,000, or 5% of their financial turnover. So if a site does not comply with these, so it doesn't properly have the age verification, £250,000 fine, or 5% of their financial turnover.
No, they'll just like block it in the UK, isn't it?
They'll block it in the UK, and they'll get fines.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying like the website. If they decide they just don't want to go for the hassle, maybe they'll just say, okay, our site's not available in the UK anymore.
Well, they might, depending on how much traffic they get from the UK. If they find the UK traffic is enough, because it won't necessarily be that much hassle for them. It'll just, I guess, be the case of integrating. Because there's already companies that are out there, already companies, especially now, that's looking, that is, kind of has stuff set up to do this. So it'll just be a case of integrating that thing into your website.
I saw a thing of like saying that it could just, they, all these sites could just do a sort of thing of, they have an inbuilt site VPN, so it automatically pushes your IP to US or something, and you're able to get through it. like these sites may just build in a VPN
for that themselves. Would, but the thing is, yeah, they could do that. That doesn't avoid them from fines.
No, like they could implement all these things, sure, but then still VPN it over.
Yeah, but the thing and is, okay, the, is VPN when they try and worth show, getting it? Yeah, sure, you get the you won't get blocked.
No, I mean, like if they try and get the fined, they'll be like, but look, these are in place.
I guess, but it's like if you're gonna implement it, you might as well just do it.
Yeah.
And just avoid the hassle, but maybe they will do that. Again, I have no real issues with the restricting their, access. Their
see, my main concern isn't like the porn, like the restricting of access to pornography itself. It's just like what they can then do with that ability.
What do you guys think? What the possible ramifications of the government being able to do this are?
Because it could get to the point where it just slowly starts building up, just like oh yeah, slowly start you know. Blocking certain things, but then to the point where they're literally just blocking any government propaganda or anything going against them.
Yeah, because from this, they were able to get it available to just basically, without having to go through court, just go, alright, we're getting this shut down.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been like, I don't understand, like, where was the hop between that and that? Like, you didn't hear anything, and then suddenly they just said, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to block it.
Like, oh, because the government
that information should have been a hell of a lot better. You know that young people would be flipping their heads about that they put it on like somewhere that you could see it.
Do you know why this happened so easily, right? And this is a problem with the UK populace as a whole. It's because the UK populace fights stupid shit, and they ignore the very important things that are right in front of their eyes. Mm-hmm. They'll be fighting the dumbass. Well, there's usually like a bunch of really important shit happening on the background. That people ignore. The reason why this has been so easy to just enact is because there was a thing going through Parliament called the Investigatory Powers Bill. And basically, that basically gave the government pretty much full reign over most technology in the country. And it pretty much has passed. And nobody did anything. Nobody was fighting it. Nobody was doing anything. So the government were able to just walk over because constant distraction from other shit. Because we can't cohesively agree on the simplest of fucking things, then these other things happen.
Yeah.
Right. The reason why nothing is currently happening in this country is because no one can fucking agree on the great fucking mess that Theresa May is currently creating with her handling of Brexit.
See, I think this could be on purpose. You know, they may be messing that up so much, so everyone's focusing on that, and they could just pull stuff like this in the background.
See, I would love to say that, but Theresa May is just incompetent. No, that requires some actual like that requires playing like some level of 4D chess. Theresa May can't play Connect 4.
Yeah, yeah, it requires planning and skill. Theresa May is literally just inept. Like, she can at least do maths. She can at least do basic maths. Don't get me wrong, but she is not.
Yeah, well, that's also she's got. That's what she's got over Jeremy Corbyn is she has a calculator.
Why are you adding Connect 4?
Listen, yeah, I have no problem with Connect 4, but skill. I am an intellectual who plays intergalactic cosmic Connect 4. I'll have Thank you very much. But like, I'd love to say she's playing interdimensional like some like 4D chess, but she's not.
Nah.
She's just bad at her job.
She's basically a monkey with a calculator at this point.
That's really it. And Jeremy Corbyn is just a monkey because he's got the calculator at home.
You don't give enough credit to monkeys, guys.
No, but
to be fair, though, I don't even know how you begin to run a country.
Well, I'm not saying that it's easy.
not saying that it's easy, but we're saying that they're not doing the greatest job.
She's not doing the most basic of things.
You're not doing it because you don't claim to know how.
Yeah,
they claim to know how.
When someone asked her, "Hey, do you want to be the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?" she said, "Aight." Yes. You know?
She
actually won by default, by the way. I just thought I'd tell you that because everyone just dropped out.
It got to a 1v1 and they bullied the competition out.
One of the ladies dropped out because she had some sort of scandal about pregnant women. She said something about pregnant women and she was like, nah, fuck it, this is too much. And she quit.
Holds our last hope.
I want to know who she is because she's the reason we're here right now. I want to talk to that lady.
But no, like, the whole situation, especially because of the way that they'll be able to actually track what you've been viewing as well.
Like, that's weird.
That is so weird. I really do not agree with that.
It's so weird.
I just thought there's someone out there going on.
Like, because we always made jokes before about the government's watching us as well on the internet and stuff like that. But now they genuinely could.
Yeah, now they just can't be like, yeah, we is.
Yeah, like, we don't need to hide anything.
We're recording a book and everything.
So, like, and it's not really going to stop the main problem at hand either too much, because there will still just be people sharing it with each other. Like, say, like, someone has a big group who's like 21 basically who downloads porn, like, they'll just then take their porn stash and then just send it to all their friends in school.
I was gonna say, like, I like the thought of someone getting like 100 terabyte server and they're just backing it up with
pirating movies.
There is someone out there doing that right now.
They're like going through every single video.
Dude, someone has read this article and been like, I'm about to make bank.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
just illegally, like,
just someone's like heading to all of those sites right now.
Like, and, like, stacking up on a hard drive. It's the people walking into school, you know, having some bonus things alongside their cookies and donuts.
Yes, Simba, I was about to say, you just see that one kid in the playground, just like in the black trench coat, just with USB sticks filled.
It'd be like, I got the stuff. It's like Latino midgets. Yeah,
stuff. Oh my god. I got everything.
They've got everything. What was something for everybody?
I got Latinos, I got ebony, I got big ones, I got small ones.
Not that kind of small ones. You have to go to the black market for that. I shouldn't have said that.
Don't worry, I got a guy for those ones.
Dude, like, fucking porn is going to be
but that's basically what it's going to turn into somewhat. Because again, when we were in school, like, it's not like all your people just like showing each other videos on Pornhub. Now they're just sending it like via just WhatsApp, you know, media. So.
Yeah, you speak for yourself.
You don't remember that one week where everyone was just like gathering around each other's phones watching Two Girls, One Cup? Just in the playground.
Oh my god. I've never seen that.
I still refuse. Like, nah. About that.
No, it's the same situation as Isaac,
but I genuinely refuse to watch it.
No, I also refuse to watch it. I did not watch it.
But you have.
No, I've seen people watching it, but I have not watched it myself.
Oh, okay. All right, sure. We believe you.
Speaking of that, Salman, someone said your service providers can see your history even when on incognito, which they can. Everybody knows that, like, obviously. But now, with the Investigatory Powers Bill, the government forces companies to keep your history for 12 months. So the companies are not allowed to delete your history for a whole year. So that they can go through it whenever they need to.
Whoa.
That's a big cost on them, too. Like,
That's actually a lot of storage needed.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if some just started dropping.
See, part of me was about to say, oh, maybe that could help solve, like, some terrorist issues, but they could just use a number of different ways to get around this, so that's not going to help.
I'm just saying this, guys. Let's crash them all, okay? Just get to your Googles, get to your new tab button, and just
20 tabs.
Just
20
keep
tabs,
going.
Keep searching.
Non-stop.
Your computer would crash before their servers, right?
Get a better computer.
No, Simba, you only need to use one time. If you use one time, you just keep switching.
Simba, your computer would crash before that. But if everyone in the country is doing that, then it doesn't just need to be like you having 20 tabs.
So like, did you just advocate for DDoS?
When you
want
to look for something, just go
internet
to every
providers,
single because
I'm not involved in this conversation anymore if this is the case.
What
did you say? I said, did you guys just advocate for DDoSing a bunch of service providers?
I'm just saying, just do extreme research.
Exactly. Every Wikipedia page, Simba. Go to every Wikipedia
This one Wikipedia article on the history of Linguini is really good.
Extreme research, of course. Like, get educated, people.
Into Linguini.
Go to Google and start getting educated on every topic.
But yeah, no, that's going to take off a lot of space on service for companies.
Yeah, it is.
The company's just been doing shit like that. Nobody fucking knows.
Really, not too many people actually win with them passing this. Like,
yeah, they've been doing all this stuff in the background and messing everything up.
Mm-hmm. You know that crazy place across the ocean, the one with the fat people and the guns.
America.
That's the one. So you know how they have that piece of paper that tells the country what to do?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that piece of paper actually doesn't suck. So I believe it's the First or Second Amendment is a freedom of speech. So you know how we don't have that piece of paper here?
They've recently removed that.
People can get arrested for saying shit, and not that they just can, people have been arrested for saying shit on Twitter.
Like what?
Like, just, you know how sometimes you'll sit there and you'll say, I hate white people or some stupid shit?
Uh-huh.
You can go to jail for that. Well, actually, no, not that, because no one ever goes to jail for saying I hate white people.
I mean, let's say you say people have gone to jail for saying shit like I hate black people on Twitter. They have actually because people are getting stabbed every day and the police are on Twitter.
Yes, they are.
Alright, see, I've always gone, this ain't that bad, might as well stay.
Nah.
I'm dipping.
it genuinely infuriates me when I think about the amount of people dying to knife crime, and you're just sitting there going, there are police officers currently assigned to looking through Twitter.
Especially because, like,
report abuse finally works.
Like, report abuse, MI6 just pops into the house, takes them away.
And so Deacon wants to put more money into these fucking divisions.
See, like, close them down. Like, yeah, I understand, like, it's needed, right? Because there are some.
Yeah, like, sometimes cases, somebody be like, I'm going to blow up Buckingham Palace. Probably want to go investigate that guy.
Yeah.
That guy, sure, take him down.
The guy who was shouting niggas on Twitter, you know what? Not a cool dude, but leave him alone.
Yeah, plus Simba, don't forget that. What's it called? Yeah, Simba, don't forget that. Also, as well as this, right? Someone could just be joking, or it could be taken out of context. So then we'll have to research into
the
context of it.
Oh, you mean like the dude
really
went to jail for making his pug do the Nazi salute?
Yes. That dude is still great though.
That was disgraceful. Like, the fact that he actually got in trouble for that.
It was so stupid.
Right, so there was a guy, a YouTuber.
Yes.
He trained his dog.
Basically he was and the funny thing about it, right,
dog would pay its poor
he got put down for a hate crime. But if you watch the video, he literally said he did it because he wanted to prank his girlfriend by making his cute pug do the most despicable and horrendous thing he could think of. So he went, let's teach it how to Nazism. In that video, he literally just says he condemns Nazism and thinks it's despicable and horrible. But somehow, the police still went, nah, let's take this guy to court.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Imagine that. You could go to jail for a fucking prank nowadays. Like, not even like, I'm going to go and pretend to stab my friend.
Plus Simba, it's not like this.
I was about to say Simba, a lot of these
this is even one of those pranks where, like, someone's getting cut, or, like, you know, you're like Alex is like throwing knives or anything. No, this is just
not,
like,
not
a
ISIS just prank, but yeah, I just no I want to make my dog, like, do a stupid Nazi salute.
Yeah, no, I would say that this one's fair game, and plus, like, everyone makes stupid decisions every now and again, so I don't feel like you should really arrest them for,
like, I really love this country, right? It's given me a lot. But I'm just giving up every day.
Yeah.
Wait, was that in the UK though?
Yes. That was in the UK. Yes, that was in the UK. The Nazi pug thing was in the UK.
Might as well just leave, dip, escape.
Around. And if you look around, there's a lot. There's like, you're constantly hearing more and more people getting arrested for shit they said on Twitter. And it's not even like, and you read what they said, it's like, that was pretty inane. But that man's arrested now because he said a mean thing on Twitter.
Yeah.
But someone just got stabbed down the road. Nah. Someone says something mean on Twitter.
Someone said a joke out of place. Take him down. Let the murderer go.
Just, oh my god. Yeah, sometimes I just want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, Simba, my proposal wasn't sounding too stupid now. You should have voted for Jeremy Corbyn in, got on your free education, and been dipped.
Yeah, I'm one of the people who wants to be part of the solution.
Nah.
See, so do I. But when the problem is this big.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, is I used to really give more shits about a lot of these issues. Like, there's a lot of issues I care
problems
about.
Problems are being created faster than solutions.
That's the thing, it's like, I've got to the point where I'm like, there's nothing I can do.
No,
I'm just going
to
try my
problems
best.
Problems are being created faster than solutions. It's that they're trying to create solutions, but the solutions they're creating are just further problems.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to create solutions to things which aren't even problems.
Yeah,
in the first
I was about to say, the solutions they are making are to problems that don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you know, just, you know.
Like, for instance, we have a foreign aid budget of £13 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that, okay, you know, that's only 0.7% of our GDP, which I say only, so it's actually quite a bit. But 0.7% of our GDP, right? We have £13 billion. You know they can't even spend it all? Over 50% of the foreign aid budget is spent in the last months of the year because what they're trying to do is they're trying to hit an invisible quota of 0.7% because that's the quota the government has been setting. I think it's a UN set quota. And because of that, they just end up just trying to throw money away.
You know, they gave £5 million to an what is deemed as the Ethiopian Spice Girls.
What?
£5 million. Look it up. £5 million was given in foreign aid to the Ethiopian Spice Girls.
Can we like?
Look it up right now.
No, hold on.
I refuse to
believe this. I'm not like saying that we shouldn't give foreign aid, but I'm saying if it's not needed to be given, then we can divert those funds to other areas of our own economy, or like that's... just of things that we actually need.
Yeah,
or, you
but
know,
then
that
again,
giant,
Isaac, it would probably go to like arresting mean people on Twitter. So.
Yeah.
We're now arresting people for being on Pornhub or something.
Exactly.
Someone's gonna bust into your house like, get down! Step away from the computer.
Oh wow.
You haven't given us your ID yet. Actually, let me see your passport, mate.
I'm calling it just to...
You're going down, see?
No.
Oh, you said it. There it is. Yeah, that's actually £5 million because we have too much fucking money, apparently.
Yo, send it my way, I'll take a trip abroad.
But the thing, for me, it's like, come on, there's no way they could not find a way to spend money on foreign aid. There are loads of countries that need some money. What do you mean you couldn't find...
They're not, the thing is, they can't, like, what, it's £13 billion is a lot of money.
No, Simi, even then, if we can't find money
so
to give
really
to other
hard
people,
to, like, find...
we have our own problems as well, which
but that,
we
yeah,
can.
No, but I'm saying there's no way you can't find
yeah,
a way
exactly.
to... No, they struggle. Countries. They actually really struggle to find places to put it. Like, really do. Because it's not just like...
Because while there are a lot of places may just misuse it.
Exactly. You have countries like... You have countries like countries like Zimbabwe in which the leader will just fucking take the money.
This is
and just
true.
Keep it to himself. Constantly getting
true,
foreign aid. Or countries like North Korea where you just throw foreign aid and the leader just keeps it. So it's like, why are we putting money to this?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can't give the money away...
But wait,
I know
Simba,
a couple places where that
like?
Can go.
Simba, isn't this what they like doing anyway? Adding to problems.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
like, might as well.
I mean, but Simba, there are other ways to like give it foreign aid, where they can like, instead of giving it directly to the country, they can like give it to like a company to actually build infrastructure within the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that
surely you can
still
hire your
through.
Own people to do the same thing.
That still
but even then,
Isaac,
let's say like what?
The
let's say like you put like, let's
say
you're
no.
giving like each of them £10 million, dude.
Yeah.
It's £13 billion.
Yeah, that's. 13 billion is a big number.
It's a lot of money.
It's
like, when
lot.
You say 0.7% of GDP, like, oh, nothing. £13 billion.
That's
like a
lot I said,
of where do you put
send
that?
Send it my way and I'll go on holiday.
So if you're like,
Reese, what are you going to do on that holiday where you're spending £13 billion? Pounds? How big is this freaking holiday? Like,
I can't bank it.
No, Reese, you have to spend the entire £13 billion on that holiday. Go, what do you
Jesus,
do?
What would you do
month?
On with £13 billion on a holiday? I'll go to somewhere, go to a hotel, and then
I'll buy the hotel, Simba.
Step one, you buy an island.
That's literally what you should do.
Yeah, yeah. Buy an island,
that's what, like 30p, 40p?
And you bulldoze it and make your own resort. That's what you do with
buy an island, buy a yacht, build a hotel on the island. You'll still actually have money left over after that, though.
Yeah, you
within
would.
The time span yeah, of would. A holiday.
Yeah, go buy
a holiday is as long as you make it, Simi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, like, maybe a week. You have a week to spend 13
you
billion.
You can have, like, a month long holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
All right.
But okay, let me pose
I
that
mean,
question.
Simi,
let me pose this as a proper, full-on podcast press question. You have a holiday. You have two weeks on that holiday, and you have £13 billion pounds. What do you spend that money on?
Oh. See, Simi, I was going to say, like just trip around the world in, like, a Disney experience.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing that.
I entirely approve of your suggestion. Twitters.
I would buy the Disney experience and then burn it so Connor could not use it.
Yes.
I would build an even better one
for the new Star Wars Battlefront game.
You'd what?
buy a season pass for the new Star Wars Battlefront
I'll buy
game.
Every
oh,
single
I'll buy a Trinity Blair and all this DLC.
Yeah, that's
you
like,
don't have
awesome.
Enough
Trinity
for that to me. £13 billion is not enough for the
I'll buy everything on Steam.
I mean, how much
okay,
would it take
I'll
to go to the moon? Simba, how much
Yo,
would it take
Simba,
to go to the moon?
Can you send it my way? My library's kind of been looking for some new roommates.
Simba, how much would it cost to go to the moon? Because, like, go to the moon once they have 4G up there and start playing video games from the moon.
Oh, yeah, they're putting 4G on the moon, aren't they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they
why
can.
Why not? Like, I don't know why, like, I have really constantly questioned this. Why aren't we doing anything with the moon? Like, we're all about Mars. The moon's right there.
Yeah, it's like just down the road.
It's literally
like, it's
right
like
there. Why are we, like,
looking towards Mars.
You know, there's like parts of Wales that don't have Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm just doing a question. Why are we putting Wi-Fi on the moon? What are you going to do with it, though? Put the same
what are you going to do with it on the moon? Up
Wi-Fi hair.
What's the point?
I mean, to be fair, it could be good for, like, research.
Wait, is that more like, foreign aid?
This is step one to colonizing the moon, guys. Come on.
Maybe like, we'll just yeah, burn the money at this
point. I mean, Connor, we don't need water on the moon. We don't need, like, food on the moon. First thing we need on the moon, Wi-Fi, 100%. If we live there, we need Wi-Fi first thing.
Yeah.
The connection would be so rubbish, man.
Yeah, it would be.
How far away is the moon?
Very.
But what if you like, just put a satellite
yeah, close put to a the moon? Like, around the moon, see me, and then, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, like, jump the signal on it.
I'm just saying, Elon Musk is all about Mars. Let's just start with the moon. Colonize the moon. Yeah, I don't understand why we're not doing this.
I mean, I have personal problems.
I need an expert to explain to me as to why we're going to Mars before the moon.
I'm just saying, right? I know a lot of people who should volunteer for Tesla just like to test fly, innit? Like, might as well.
I know some guys.
High aspirations and all that.
No, high aspirations. Very high aspirations. High aspirations. Uh-huh. Let's put all the fandoms.
All of them.
Rapid fire them.
Even our own. Dempsey, get on the ship.
Yeah, man. Get out of here.
How many nukes can we fire on the moon before it's actually going to be a problem?
How many what,
Two and a half.
How many nukes can we fire on the moon before it's a problem?
Two and a half.
One.
You really think
it depends
so?
On
one
where
nuke.
You fire it and how.
The moon is still pretty big. Like, it's no Earth. But it's big.
Well, what would like, exactly yes. happen when a nuke
No, but like, Simba, if you, like, blow up a nuke not from much. The moon, right, yeah.
But not just...
No,
I mean,
but it would also send asteroids hurtling towards Earth from the moon. It would send moon bits towards the Earth, like, and, you know.
I think so. Hey.
Then, Isaac, before you do it, you construct a giant tennis bat above Earth. And right. space tennis.
Oh, no! That's what I'd use the 13 billion for. I'd make space pong.
That's what you do with
13 billion. Yeah, that's the most logical thing to
do. Space pong. There'll be a planet which is just a ball bouncing between them.
I'll don't have question you know, it's scientist. Called a space racket. This is tennis.
Oh, damn it. Space tennis.
This is why you can't be trusted, Reese.
Simba.
Space bat.
I'm the idea. Space. I ain't the creation.
Jesus.
Reese like, is the idea.
Can't just shoot it out of space. Shit, man, 13 billion, I'll just buy my own 747.
According to this picture Connor just posted, you could buy 10 cruise ships.
I would buy 10 cruise ships and then strap them
We know
together.
You would, Connor.
I'd like an organ of cruise of ships. I would have an organ of cruise ships. People could die if you want
like,
to.
Like it's you replace your heart, your lungs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I had this. I was there was a story that kind of happened a while back, and the story was basically, obviously, to just fill you in a bit. So a robbery ensues. Two people pull up. A group of I think four people pull up to a house. Three of them are wearing masks. One female, three males. They break into the house with intent. I think one of them had a knuckle duster, and I think the other one had like a knife or some sort. They're wearing black masks, so obviously there's some sort of intent to rob. They walk into the house, about to rob. The son of the homeowner hears the noise and the rattling in the house, decides to pick up his AR-15. He confronts the assailants and shoots them dead. So that story happens.
Wait, what?
That story.
Wait, sorry,
so some people tried to break into a man's house. The man said, nah, and shot them.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Right?
Good on him.
Semi-automatic.
Right? Shut up with the gun. This isn't the thing. It's just self-defense, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, they...
Did he shoot them dead?
It was 3-on-1.
Just...
Like...
Uh-huh.
Simba, did
he
shoot
killed
them?
Two and the other one got arrested?
I think he killed all three. I think he got all three.
Wow.
He killed the three dudes who broke into the house.
That's it, yeah.
They
robbed the wrong house.
Sorry. Someone, just for audio listen, someone wrote in the chat, they picked the wrong house, fool. But yeah, basically, he shoots three of them dead, the three that broke in, and then the girl goes and hands herself in to the prison. I think, personally, in my opinion, that's all good. You picked the wrong house. Dude pulled up self-defense. He won.
Self-defense, fair enough.
Like, life.
Yeah. You lost. Deal with it.
The grandfather of one of the boys didn't agree. And he stated that the guy defending himself using an AR-15 to defend himself was unfair.
Unfair.
His argument was like, he was basically saying, this isn't verbatim, but he was basically saying they had knuckle dusters and a knife. What threat could they have posed him? He really didn't need to use that.
Four on one.
That's a lot. They could have killed him. Knife.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get, if he'd pulled out like a rocket launcher or something, he'd be like, nah, try it.
Like that's
I'm just saying, right? No. The only response to that is they should have just got good. Like,
I just love that response. It's like, it was unfair. Good. He should have been like, alright, guys, I see you have a knife and a knuckle duster. I'll just use my Glock. Just let me put the gun down. Alright, let's try to sell this again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what you expect him to do.
As long as he had legal access to
they
gun.
Didn't have like, guns and just can't pull up after
Yeah, them. The dude's like broke into their house.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. You picked the wrong house and you weren't prepared.
Like, Simba, if anything, you also did the opposite way. If they didn't give the guy a warning.
I know three lives are lost in this instance, but like, I would just love it if the dude, while he was shooting, was going, oh!
But, like, Simba, if anything, it was unfair the other way, because, like, they didn't give the guy, like, notice, like, a week notice to prepare, like, we're going to come to your house. Like, mm-hmm. He didn't know what they were bringing, so.
Yeah. But this is why I somewhat love the United States.
just tell him that, oh,
you got a triple and a cripple! Oh, shit.
Cinnamon, that's three oofs.
Yeah, this is certain. This is kind of three oofs. Oh my god, we're bad people. But this is kind of why I love the US sometimes. It's because you can defend yourself in your house.
Yeah.
In the UK, the laws are a bit more iffy. A lot more iffy, actually.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
People right now in the United Kingdom, if you're not aware of this and you're a foreign viewer, are sitting in jail because someone broke into their house and they defended themselves.
Not shot them to death or anything. No,
someone,
they just,
someone just people are themselves. Sitting in jail because someone else broke into their house.
I half understand where it's coming from of like quote unquote going overboard, but they broke into your house. Like,
yeah. I get the going overboard, but it's very hard to tell. Like,
yeah, it's like listen,
they broke into your house, like,
broke into my house. You're trying to steal my stuff, and you expected to walk away with your legs.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Like sure, partly you're going to be like defending yourself, but also you're kind of pissed. You kind of like need to at least punch him in the face a few times.
Of course. But basically, the system we have, and it kind of makes sense, is reasonable force.
Yes.
So let's say you have an incident in which someone breaks into your house. Let's say you attack them with a bat one time. If they run away or they're on the ground, you're not allowed to attack them any more than that. After that, they are not resisting, so you are not allowed to further attack. If you do further attack, then you can be implicated for the crime. Mm-hmm. But basically, that's how it works. And you can understand where there will be many gray areas there, because how do the police know that you did keep batting him afterwards?
It's one more
What if you bat him and he just fell down the stairs?
Yeah. Or Simba, like, what if you bat him and Simba wasn't conscious?
After
so you
this, you have to get
him.
That bat and hit yourself with the arm a few times.
Take a few hits.
But I'm just saying, right? If you tried it, it's fair game.
That's my thing. It's like, once you break into my house trying to steal my shit and attack me, I'm sorry. You have
this
forfeited.
This is my house, fool.
Yeah, I feel like it should be fair game.
Like,
you
are in my territory.
This is my house,
fool. Like, I'm sorry.
It's like, I'm sorry. You tried this.
What are your thoughts, Simon? Do you think if someone breaks into your house, it's fair game?
If someone breaks into your house, then they're allowed. You have permission to beat their ass, basically, right?
Yeah, like
fair game. Like, you're in my house, fool. Like,
you trying this, not me.
So you sound like you're about to say something else.
I can understand the whole thing of listen. If they've already submitted and they're saying they're
trying to get away, I understand that.
But
as well.
It's just
I understand. The
at what point does what's the cutoff point? Is it like you punch him twice in the face, but if you punch him the third time, then it's assault.
If there's any proof that you attack them after they stop resisting,
but what if they're like,
I wouldn't have done it. He punched me three times. I wasn't gonna do it anymore. But then he punched me another time.
That's the thing.
Simba, I have the solution. You make them a cripple. So they can't attack you ever again.
Also,
another
thing,
law.
If you have a weapon on you already, that can further implicate you. So let's say if you have the weapon on you prior to, that can further implicate you. So like let's say someone does assault you and you're already holding a knife or you have a knife with you. Let's say you're just like carrying a knife in your pocket around your house and you fucking stab them. You know,
I'm sorry. What if I'm hungry? I'm chopping some fuck for my lunch.
You know, while they try to attack you, then you can be implicated. But let's say like someone breaks into your house, they're like choking you, and you like there's a knife near you because you're in your kitchen. You grab it and stab them. That's different.
So basically, it's only for in so order for it not to be a crime, you need to almost die yourself.
Pretty much, yeah. Like it has to be a fair fight, technically.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like. I'd like that's just a stupid shit.
This country have PvP, but it's only like PvP. I don't like the level it off. Like in America, where it's like free PvP. Like if you're like overleveled by like 10 levels, it's
yeah. I'm sorry, man. If you walk into a dude house and he 50th prestige with that purple camo gun, that's you.
No, bro. Like I think it'd just be getting, like best in Texas to see someone pull out a samurai. It's like yeah, nah.
Let's go.
He actually brings up a good point. Say if like you did accidentally go too far and like they game over or speedrun, depending on your opinion. You just like I said, you just like start hitting yourself with a leg or cut yourself a little bit.
And wow.
Just
make that look like a fair fight. Let's progress like, this with a story I read recently. This is from many, many years ago, but I read an article recently. So basically, this is a man who went to jail for killing a man who kind of forced his way into his house. Now,
right.
I want you guys to tell me what you think about this situation. He got life imprisonment for murder. I want to find out if you agree. I don't have the article with me now. I should have saved it because I'm a fucking idiot. I am useless. But
you're fired.
You can't fire me. But basically, just to kind of paraphrase. So basically, there was a man causing a bunch of ruckus outside. From what we found, he was drug induced, so he had been taking drug. Seemed to be like crack cocaine, from what the autopsy reports said. And he was bloody. He had been like trying to break into people's house with his bare fucking hands and feet.
Damn.
So like his hands and wrists were like basically to bone. Because I'm not sure if you guys ever seen people like breaking through windows and shit with their arms and legs. That's not how it works. You punch a fucking window, your wrist is gone.
Yeah,
it is gone. It is like glass is no joke. Right, so this dude is trying to bash his way in through glass, and so he's all bloody. And because he's like just drugged up, he doesn't feel any of the pain. So he's just entirely bloody, and he's just shut up. He doesn't feel any of the pain, and he's just drugged up and he's walking around outside the street. There's a bunch of people in the house, and they're just there having the. I forgot what time it was. A bit late at night. They're just there chilling, watching TV and stuff, and they hear this commotion. One of the friends opens the door to go see what's going on, and this dude's going all crazy. The dude rushes one of the dudes to try and attack him. Right? And then one of the other women comes out. The other woman who comes out, I'm guessing he mistakes for his girlfriend, his ex, who he said set him up or something. So he goes to try and attack her. He's pushing this woman who's covered in blood, so now she's getting herself all covered in blood. There's a pregnant woman in the house as well, right? So then this dude then jumps another dude after like he tries because they try and grab him down. They like keep trying to pin him down, but this dude's on drugs. He's not feeling any of this, so he's got like, you know, that crazy strength.
He's got that cocaine strength.
Basically, he has cocaine strength, and so like they're trying to pin him down like three people. It's not happening. So he gets up and rushes one of the dudes. So right now, this dude is sitting here with this man who is drug induced, bloody, and has been punching windows and shit with his bare hands. So, in his fear and panic, he gets a knife and stabs him. And it kills him. And then, obviously, we later find out that the man is convicted of murder and gets life imprisonment. Do you think that's
fair? No. I mean, Simba, even though he killed him, I still wouldn't say that that's murder. I would say that's more along the lines of manslaughter, because if it wasn't premeditated, murder. Like...
So, basically, how it works in this world with murder, if there's any intent to kill someone, at any point, if there's any intent whatsoever to murder, to end someone's life in a conflict or in any situation, then it's murder.
And do they know that was that the dude's actual goal?
Yes, he told them that he did. I don't know if that was his goal, but if there's any intent to commit an action that would result in the death of someone, basically, then yes. So if you're going to stab someone,
and you don't stab someone to just hurt them. Oh, I stabbed him in the chest. I just wanted to hurt him, teach him a lesson. You know what I mean?
That's all you've got to try and.
Yeah. So.
I'm sorry, right? But if there's already a person who's just endlessly going out window, just trying to get through everything,
and it starts attacking that, people yeah, as well.
So one, that person's already in an unstable mindset.
Yeah.
Okay. They are unpredictable.
Yeah.
Second of all, people already tried the peaceful option of pinning them down.
Yeah.
That ain't working.
Yeah. One of the guy's defense is that he was also scared because it was a pregnant woman. So, like, if he attacked her, like, nobody knows what's going to happen, like, what damage that could cause. No one's the fierce of that. The defense of the call that prosecuted him was this man was drugged. There's no sign they had a weapon. There's no sign that he could have done any damage or harm to actually kill him. So this was not reasonable force. There's no proof that if they just like forced him back and wait for the police, that's something that they could have resolved the issue. So because of that, it wasn't reasonable force. Though, right? Huh? I believe they had called the police, but they had called the police, but because the bars were closing recently, there were a lot of fights going on. The police were taking a long time to get there. So they called the police.
Oh, that's not really on them then.
They called the police, so the court was like, you could have waited. There's no sign that this guy had a weapon on him.
Could have waited while this guy was
speaking. And he didn't have a weapon on him. Them. So, yeah. But do you guys agree with the court's decision to put this man down in life, prison, for defending himself?
I would say...
I don't understand, maybe a little bit.
I was about to say, I would agree to put him in court for, a bit, but not for life.
Yeah, you got the full life sentence.
But
it's crazy. That's the kind of shit that happens in this country, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's
messed up.
I feel like they need to, because I understand that yes, technically it was a murder, but I feel like it needs to be taken more in context with the situation because,
it's probably a drawn out case. I imagine it would be.
Yeah.
Well, the case. Oh, it was already resolved. I don't think it was that drawn out because he basically testified to murdering the dude because he was there. The dude was super truthful in his testimony about what happened, and the court deemed it murder.
Damn.
Yeah, but that's the kind of shit, dude. Like, someone could break into your house, fucking cocaine strength, bashing windows in with his hands, attacking people. You stab him and you get done for life here.
So. And that's the guy's life basically over now because even after he does come out of prison, he's still got that.
Well, he doesn't.
Well, he's in there for life.
Yeah, he's in life. Sitting in life in a prison for life because you tried to help defend yourself and your friends and shit from a dude who could have done a lot of damage.
Yeah,
that must fucking suck, man. Mm-hmm. Suck. And there's a lot of people. That's not just one dude. There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, that's one instance.
Just sitting in prison for shit like that.
No, we need to remove the level cap. We need to remove level restrictions in PvP in the UK.
Yeah,
for real, man.
See,
man, the problem with servers the United Kingdom and a lot of European servers is that they're very reliant on making sure that moderators solve your problems. And because they're such a heavy reliance on moderators, they don't allow players to solve any of their problems. And if a player solves their problems and they don't have moderator status and aren't currently in the moderator role, it's kind of just stay there. They're gonna get the ban or the instant block.
But there have been quite a lot big reshuffle block of all the actual admins, I guess. But
I'm not talking about the admins. I'm talking about the mods, the guys who actually stop this shit.
Even the mods, I'm having quite a bit of a refresh on those as well.
I don't really keep up.
Well, Connor, do you want to become a mod?
I don't care.
Actually, no. Connor for server host. Connor for server host. I just
think right now they need to change the owners.
Yeah, Connor for server host. Let's go.
Swap host.
Well, aren't those the admins, not the owners?
Nah, either way, they need to swap them.
Either one way or another, they all need to just kind of just restart.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Antarctic server. Screw this.
Might as well. I'll join.
Yeah. North Texas server.
Yo, bro. Isaac, we're gonna do some grinding, bro. Grind level up,
Simba.
Grind levels, man.
To level up, Simba.
gonna go full PvP.
We need to level up before we get there, obviously. But
of course, bro. You gotta start in California servers and Colorado servers.
Oh, call it competitive. That's war.
Jesus Christ.
Kinda is actually, yeah.
Texas is over in PvP, fam.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's fair game everywhere. Get caught.
It's just the competitive server.
Oh shit, man.
Oh, well,
still less toxic. Still less toxic than Overwatch, I'll tell you what. I'll take Texas no over Overwatch switch any day. There.
I mean, no one's telling you to switch in Texas, Connor, so sorry, so
don't make you switch.
No one will ever tell a widow to switch.
Well, that's kind of insensitive in real life, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say.
It's kind of not a very nice thing to say, is it? Speaking of police officers, kind of hopping on a note that happened last week. So, this whole school shooting thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That sheriff that was talking a lot of stuff about gun control and shouting at a bunch of people?
Yeah.
Right? Turns out his police officers threw at them while he was blaming a bunch of politicians for a lot of the incidents happening in the shooting. Three police officers from his department, three police officers who are dedicated to stopping school incidents like this, had guns and decided to wait outside.
Is that confirmed?
That is confirmed. That, like, that's a confirmed thing.
Decided to wait out. So it's yes, not they like waited outside. It's not even like they decided not to use the guns. They just waited up.
This was confirmed by the other police department that showed up.
They were waiting for what? We're just waiting for it to be over.
Pretty much. Yeah. I forgot how long they were. So the incident happened for like 6 minutes. And the dudes were waiting out there for 4 minutes.
Wow.
How are you just waiting?
No.
Like... Okay, right. If you want to just say, "Oh, if it decides to go in and like try to not use the guns and subdue them," I'll be like, "Okay, fair." But wait up,
like,
what is he waiting outside?
We didn't want to interrupt.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, Simba. To be fair, that would be the mods like interrupting the open PvP. So
this isn't fucking a Hunger Games. It's high school.
Exactly, it's the Hunger Games.
Like, the thing is, like, what? It's like, literally, like, the only time your job description ever comes up, your one fucking moment, and you decide to do nothing.
It's your moment to shine. It is your time.
What are they supplied with as that unit? Do they get
anything?
It doesn't matter if they have SWAT gear. It is their job as the people with guns to walk into the building. Yeah, like, I understand people are like, "Oh, you'll be scared." It's like, they don't sign up to be the fucking police department if you're scared. If you're scared to get shot, don't be a police officer.
Yeah, Connor, even if they just have a pistol...
Especially, don't be a police officer dealt to deal with school fucking shootings.
Like, seriously, like, that genuinely actually pisses me off so...
Like, what is your job? Again,
maybe if you thought you were outmatched, yes, but you at least check it out first.
Like, at least try to subdue the person and then run.
Like, don't have a fucking fear of fires and then be a fireman. Like, come on.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, you know, I'm gonna wait this one out. I'll wait for the building to burn down, like, before I go in.
You don't see anyone
in.
Who's afraid
you
of numbers
as a pilot.
You don't see anyone who's afraid of numbers as an accountant, do you? So don't, like, be a policeman.
That's my thing. It's like, I can, like, okay, the defense of all their skin. It's like, yeah, I don't want to get shot. That's why I didn't become a police officer.
Yeah, your choice. It is your job.
Like, job picking 101, if your biggest fear is part of your job
scared of heights, decides to be a pilot, like... What
exactly.
The fuck?
Like Simba, like, hates blood, decides to become a doctor.
Surgeon. Uh-huh. Like, it infuriates me. And the thing is, right, this fucking scumbag sheriff, to make matters worse, is sitting here going, "Everyone else is at fault," when your police officers showed there and did fucking nothing.
Was their nothing. Job.
To like, be honest, though, like, in his defense, maybe he didn't even know that.
He might not have known at the time. So why didn't he go, "My police officers fucked up. They're at fault here." They in the 4 minutes that they decided to stand outside, they could have saved lives. But they fucking did, and they stood... I'm sorry that I'm swearing a lot, but it infuriates me that these police officers could have saved these children, and they stood outside and did literally fucking nothing.
Seriously, that is your one job. Literally, your one
I want to look more into this. Look into it. Because I kind of can't believe it.
I know it's unfathomable, isn't it? But
see me, I would be like, I can't believe it as well, but I've just given up on people so far. I'm just like... Yeah, people... Do that.
It's like, we're not expecting you to, like, drive your car through the front door, drive by in the shooters. But, yeah,
exactly.
You know,
like, I'm not
going to investigate.
I'm not expecting you to jump off the roof of the building, like, spinning around constantly, like, trying
just
to.
Just so you know that, just so you know, this isn't like some right wing propaganda. Vox, multiple armed officers hung back during Florida school shooting, reports say. CNN, Florida through shooting, bullets flew for 4 minutes as armed deputies waited outside.
People are like, "What are you doing?" And it's like, "We can't go in there. They're shooting in there."
It's like, I know we have guns. I know we're deputies. But let's just wait it out.
I 100% disagree. I cannot fathom this.
The parents, upon hearing that, must have been really...
I would
really
fucking walk into that police department and be like, "What the fuck are you... what?"
Seriously, I would genuinely sue the police officers. At least get.
I'd be like, I wouldn't be at like the fucking scene in town hall. I'll be in that police officer's office, being like, "What the fuck happened? Like, I want these three officers fired. Like, these people need to be out of a job.
I'm very least fired, but I'm gonna try to get as much money out of them as I can because
sue like
you stood outside. Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Oh my god! Like it genuinely angers me that that
have they even tried to give any fake justification yet?
I don't know if they've given justification for it, but it's like
we needed to warm up. We were stretching
Maybe you said maybe they want a lunch break. Maybe you just said maybe they want a lunch break. But even if you're on your lunch break, this is an emergency situation.
Oh, we can hear bullets. Oh no, I need to finish my meatball marinara. Hold on.
I paid good money for this, like.
You can already fucking
like, shit, hold on, let me just finish this drink, man.
Because otherwise you're just going to be pissed.
There might be an exam going on, we don't want to
discover.
Wait, it was going to end in four minutes.
Like, why aren't these kids protesting these fucking police officers? Like, this is police negligence at its finest. And it's pure finest. I'm sorry.
All the other issues that they're saying they have.
This is genuinely an issue. Unequivocal proof of police not doing their job.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you train your whole life to stop a school shooting. A school shooting happens, and you go, I'm gonna wait this one out.
Yeah, like, can we all, like, just, like, drop a whole police brutality thing which just goes
on. I'm sorry, this for a bit.
Because we know that police brutality happens. But this is a... This is literally just them not doing their freaking job.
It just angers me. It's like, why? Why? Mm. Quit. Like,
this is why you're being paid.
Why are you doing that if you can't bother to do it?
It's like, I'm not going to be an accountant and be looking at calculators and be like, yeah, these kind of weirded me out. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to... I can't do this.
You want me to do the year's accounts and taxes?
No, I don't like calculators. I'm going to have to sit this one out.
Simi, remember when you were doing work experience?
Can we just joined in? So basically, what we're currently talking about is, during the Florida school shooting, basically, we found out recently that during the school shooting, four armed deputies trained to deal with school shootings waited for four minutes outside of the building as the shooting was happening. The shooting lasted 6 minutes, and they waited for 4 minutes. Just think about that time and how many lives it could have saved.
Yeah. No, so, I was just going to say, remember when you were doing work experience, right? Yeah, and the guy told you, to just take a nap or something because you were doing too much work and he gets paid by the hour, right? What if they were just doing that? They're just like, well, we get paid by the hour, so let's just wait a bit, like, you know, more money for us.
Nah, I'm sorry. They should be deducted by the second.
For real.
Every second, they were like, nah.
Like the,
it's just like you get to the stand, you go straight in.
Like the other police department that showed up was grilling the sheriff because he was like, what the fuck were your guys doing? Like, genuinely. Like, what were they doing?
What? I don't get it. I'm trying to put myself in their mind. What could they have actually been thinking? Okay, we can't go in yet.
It's clearly, it must have been a thing of, like, because I'm guessing they had never, like, they probably hadn't dealt with this very often, right? A school shooting.
Yeah.
So the final moment where they actually, their training comes into hand, they shook. I'm guessing they just got shook. Like, that was it. That's the only thing I can see.
That's the only logical conclusion I can get to, honestly. Otherwise, any other conclusion, I'm just like, you guys are just dicks.
Yeah, like, listen, I respect police officers, especially in America, who go out and risk getting shot every day. But I don't respect you when you are supposed to do your job and you don't do it.
Like if you were scared or anything, just don't sign up for the job.
If you're a police officer trained to deal with school shootings and you have any doubt in your mind that you'll be able to actually shoot a school shooter, quit. Find a new job.
Please.
Because this clearly isn't suited for you.
It just
infuriates me. Mm-hmm. And my thing is like... Like, I understand everyone's... The gun debate always talks again. Comes up and it's like, stop the fucking guns and the F-15 and shit. It's like, that's cool. They have that discussion. Why the fuck is this not the main discussion?
Yeah.
Like, how is this genuinely not the main topic of discussion right now?
Well, how recently did the news come up? Because, like, this is...
It was, like, a week after the thing happened.
Maybe there's something we're missing, but, like, I don't see any way back...
This article I'm reading is from the 23rd. So, like, last week. So, this news has been out. So, it's like, why are these kids not out here protesting these police officers?
This is the problem.
I'm looking at the problem, and it's three idiots who decided not to do their job. First KFC, now this.
First KFC,
now this. Nobody can get anything done.
Yeah.
Speaking of KFC, I noticed, I found out something about
now.
What did you find out?
I don't know how long this has been a thing, but I've seen advertising recently of them dropping a thing where you can just click a button and it's going to give you immediate directions to your closest open KFC.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Like, genuinely.
Google Maps for KFC only. Just the nearest one open. Like, yeah, sure,
speaking of Google Maps, before we... I know this podcast has been going on, and it's been a recent trend where our podcast is especially long, but hey.
Hey, maybe we'll go 2 hours one of these days.
That last point kind of needed it.
Yeah, it's just it really did. And maybe we'll start going to 9:30, who knows. But, yeah, it's been fucking... What's with this weather? All of a sudden, why is our country just so bipolar?
Because Antarctica, we need to get rid of it, Simba.
Great, like, I told you last podcast. No, Isaac, I said that's our state.
I had a day. There was a day, and Reese can attest to this, where it was sunny. Like I was having a nap right on this day. I would close my eyes, open them, blue skies. Close my eyes, open them, a blizzard. Close my eyes, open them, light snow. Close my eyes, open them, it's sunny again. I was like, what is going on?
Basically, if you can think of a weather condition, it happened on that one day.
I'm like,
within the space of an hour or two.
See, Simba, at least for you guys, it stopped. I'm up here, like, up from north, and it just didn't stop for, like, a good 2 days flat.
It was so cold. I had to go out to, like, central London during all this ridiculousness, and I was trying to look for a certain place, right? I was wearing gloves, and while they were in my pocket, they were fine. But I had to have Google Maps up, like, and I had to constantly be looking at it. My lord, I could not feel my hands by the time I got where I was going. I was in that place for about 40 minutes. My pinky was still frozen by the time I left. My pinky did not get a break until I got home.
You were moving around though, right?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. See, on the day where it hit hard, like, I had to be chilling there waiting for a bus for half hour stationary.
Oh, bro, I got lucky, bro. When I got back, the buses were there on time perfectly.
Lucky
no waiting.
That
was beautiful. Happen simple. What?
See, recently, I've been having this trend where, like, buses are starting to annoy me. Like, I'll be chilling there waiting for a bus for like 20 minutes.
I got off a bus
and then
the next
six
bus
roll
I
up at the same time.
Whenever I see someone miss two of the same bus, I just shed a tear for that person because I'm like,
Simba,
game over.
I've experienced that so many times that, like, when you see that happen, someone just like,
I'll be like, I know how it feels, man. It's like, see you in your destination in about 2 hours.
Simba, you know that since there are two buses at the same time, that already means that the buses are being delayed. And the fact that they've missed two, they ain't getting one.
If you miss two of the same bus, I've seen three before, and when I see that for someone else,
I've experienced four.
Just walk. Just walk.
It'll be easier.
Alternative means of transport. Like, Uber, just walk.
Do you know what is even worse, though?
Anything.
What's even worse is what happened to me when on this same day I was waiting there for like a half hour. Every single time, like, from basically the bus stop I get on, right, there are only two buses that come. Mm-hmm. One's a single decker, one's a double decker, right? Yeah. So you see a single decker, and it's either coming to my bus stop or doing a 180 and going away. So I'm like, I don't even care, I don't need you. You see a double decker bus, you're like, oh, you're here. You can only come here. You are here for me and no one but me, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you see... Not in service. Okay, I'll wait for next. Not in service. Okay, I'll wait for next. Not in service.
You know the
not
bus up outside.
I had Poly? Five not in service come by before my first bus.
You know the bus up outside Poly?
Mm-hmm.
I experienced that so much.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I need to pass through that area just to do anything, and I'm coming back home, I'm like, all right, time to get a bus. Okay. And the thing is, I have to deal with a similar looking bus that also comes my way and just does a turn around. I'm like, all right,
yep.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you do.
The amount of because I used to live behind that Argos, right? The amount of times I would be coming out to go catch that bus, I'll be like, oh crap, it's my bus. I would run. I'd be like, I get there. I'm like, where's my bus? I'd be like, that wasn't my bus.
Yeah.
It's always nice when one of these not in service ones go, oh, look at these people. It's kind of cold now. I'm going to pull up here and help them out.
Yeah, I remember just becoming so.
That's crazy shit.
Well, snow has been genuinely really annoying.
It has been. It's been just... Like, I like snow. It looks nice. But it's like, it's just such an inconvenience to get anything done.
It's nice for the first day, and then it's just hard. It's first of, like, the first bit in the morning. Like, because, you know, I went... It was nice on my way there, you know. It was cold, but I can deal with it. Like, it wasn't even that bad.
How was it for you, Connor? Because apparently your entire fucking goddamn electrical grid went down.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, actually. yeah, it's been quite bad up here. I don't know if it's been like down south. Apparently it's about to get worse.
If you are in the UK, how many of you if you're in the UK and you made it this far, how many of you actually got your schools closed? Or how many, I'd actually know how many of you had your schools open all week, because that's more rare.
Yeah.
At any like all week, because I found
that I know rare. You know,
my union cancelled lectures towards the end of the week, so I was like, yeah, I wasn't going anyway. So, like,
but was that because of snow or because of uni strikes?
Because of snow. For uni was striking, yet none of the lectures were cancelled, and I'm just like, that's not how a strike works.
You mean your uni went, hey, look, it's snowing. How about we cancel everything for you?
No, no, Reese, it's not that they cancelled the lectures. It's like they were like, Reese, it's not that like they properly cancelled the lectures. It's like, oh, your lectures are still on, but sometimes lecturers may not be able to make it. So in that case, lectures like are closed, but like lectures are off. So just, you know, go to the lecture and wait, and then if they come, then the lecture's on. If they don't, then the lecture's not on.
There was one thing that annoyed me so much, right? Like, because the way my uni is, you have like a couple of like places right next to uni. You have a couple of places a bit far away, right? But none of the dorms are as far away as I am. Okay, all these people that are like, they're like a tube, like maybe a tube or two, and maybe like a short bus ride, like so half hour, 45 minutes max journey to get to uni on a good day. A little bit of snowdrops, they ain't showing up. But I'm showing up here with a 2.5 hour journey. Nah, you better get here. Like,
right, you know what I feel sorry for, kind of. So, basically, you know, a lot of people get off work during snow days. Like, that's sometimes, like, they just get extra days off because of that, and that's lucky. And my cousin who works at Gatwick, I'm not sure if he still works at Gatwick, but he did. He, basically, for situations like this, if you live far away, they book you a hotel. So it's like, nah, man, you're going to work.
Oh,
nah.
Like, could you all expenses paid?
Yeah, they book out. Well, I don't know if it's all expenses. It's just a hotel room, but they book out all the hotel rooms right now for the employees. So it's like, oh, you live far away. Now we got you sorted.
Free room service. Sorry, I'm going home. I want Wi-Fi. I want pizzas. I want free drinks.
How about you get a hotel room and a paycheck?
Like, I feel like Wi-Fi should be implied, because like, otherwise, if there's like an important
hotels usually have their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Usually.
Like, before it was kind of rare, but now I've done like almost all I can do.
That's just.
Did you guys hear about in Scotland?
What?
People set off to do a 5-minute journey. They ended up stuck in a traffic jam for 20 hours.
Oh, dude, I saw about
it. Oh, my God. I read about this hero 20 hours.
Who was delivering pizzas to people stuck in traffic.
No, what about the subway guy?
He was delivering pizzas. It was pizza, cigarettes, like crisps and drinks and all sorts of that. So people stuck in traffic.
Whoa, weird order.
I remember you saying about the subway delivery driver.
Yeah.
Stuck on the motorway and just like popped the truck and was like, yo, have food.
Oh, I don't know about that guy. No.
I mean, you're the one who said it.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think so, bro.
I don't remember.
The problem is, like, the first hour or so in the car might be alright, but you can't keep your engine on stood still.
Bro, imagine being stuck in the snow with children in the car.
Yeah, plus, Connor, don't forget, you actually do waste more fuel, Connor, when your engine is just on, but you're not moving, so.
Isaac, it's not just that, it's carbon monoxide.
Yeah, exactly. Carbon monoxide,
but then you turn your car off and you have the battery running for the heater, and oh no, your battery dies. So you have to turn the full car off and freeze.
That's a good point, Connor, because like if you have the car just on, but like if you like, you can't just have it completely off and then just freeze because it's too cold.
Personally, I'd take the carbon monoxide over being cold.
I mean, Connor, at that point, just stand up, walk away, find your Nest Argos bio, like real small heater, bring it into the car with you. Or back
apparently it was like a 2-hour queue for the restroom or something. But yeah, they were stuck all together for 20 hours on the road.
20.
And then they had to get like military and police people to dig everyone out and stuff. Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's been about an hour and 20 minutes, so I think we should make like a burrito and wrap it up.
Like a Dorito.
Alright boys, that was basically this week in the world. Hope you enjoyed. All sorts of various topics went there. It was a very, very podcast this week. Talked about all sorts of fun, not so fun, and just genuine fucking stupidity. Obviously, this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to us ramble, rant, and discuss all these topics that we did.
You can check out the podcast on the YouTubes. There'll be a playlist so you can watch all the videos that we have made. Hopefully soon I'm working on a way so that you can download the podcast. So watch out for that. You can subscribe to the channel and check out everyone's Twitter pages. And you can check out all their YouTube channels as well. I think that's all that I was going to say. Oh, you can also join our Discord in the link in the description so you can listen to us live and talk to us on the every once in a while. Is there anything you guys want to say before we close up?
Yeah, just one thing.
Right.
Is there anything that can top that? Can we do any better than that? Like, I don't think there's any way.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm doing a couple of them Overwatch drawings uploading to the Twitter.
Twitter or tweeteries?
Twitter.
Yeah, those are two different things, so you're
going
to have to specify.
Oh, shit. Oh, changing the game.
Wait, Reese, when did you join the Austin and Ali? Like, who using Twitter?
I mean, everyone knows I'm great at music and stuff, uh-huh. right?
Connor.
All right, man, drop us a track.
Wow, thanks for shutting me down that quick.
Don't eat glass Doritos.
Yeah, that's probably
do
bad.
Don't do that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't do that.
But it wouldn't do that at all.
So we have a Michael track that as well.
Probably shouldn't, Reese.
No, I will. You probably
shouldn't. Sammy, please say something.
I am looking forward to seeing what publicity stunt occurs at the Oscars tomorrow.
Oh, God, Jesus. Yeah, I have fun talking about that next week, won't we?
Yeah. Or not, which is probably more likely.
We probably will. Someone will bring it up, I'm sure.
Yeah, Sibby will bring it up.
See, you would have brought it up this week, but you bet. The podcast was too fire. And
also, too angry. Actually care about the Oscars.
Really. Yeah, really.
True.
And my closing statement is, stay frosty, but not too frosty, because then you might die.
But Simba, what if I never freeze?
I never freeze.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Good.
See ya.